We are learning Maseches Pesachim Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Gemara on the bottom Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. We learned in the first half of the Mishnah that there was a group, a chabura, of people who were making Karm Pesach, and they lost the Karm Pesach, and they sent someone to go look for it. And the Gemara gives different examples. One of the examples were, if you told the shliach, the messenger, to do the Karm Pesach for you, and then you were nervous, you did it Karm Pesach yourself, so it depends which one was first. If the first the one that was shechted was the messenger's one, so then they're all yaitzu with his. If theirs was shecht first, their own, the one they took now, that's like they're relinquishing their rights to the other one, and they're bringing theirs, and they're first. If you don't know which one's first, so then it's a problem. You can't eat either one, because we're not sure which is their Karm Pesach. Is the Karm Pesach the one that the shliach did for them, or the one they did themselves, because we're not sure which one's which. But if when you send a shliach to go look for it, you don't tell them you want to be yotz with his Karm Pesach when he finds it, and you just bring your own Karm Pesach, so then you're not totally in that guy at all. And that guy the same way. If he doesn't tell the group that, please shech the Pesach for me if I don't come back, then also, he also is not totally in them, they're not totally in each other. So the Braisa makes an observation about those halachas. Tanar Rabbanon, Amar lehem v'amru loy, if he told them to have him in mind, and they told him to have them in mind, so oichem al rishon, they eat from the one that was shechted first. And if you don't know which one's first, then you're stuck. But loy amar lahem loy amar loy. But let's say they didn't tell each other what to do; they just each went on their own way and they shechted their own kavanas. Ein achrayim zel zeh. They're not tali zeh zeh. Mekan. So what's better? What's better is if you don't say anything. Because if you say something, then what happens is if you don't know which one's first, you end up eating nothing. You end up being stuck with no karm pesach. They have to be. They can't. The Pesach Rishon don't bring Pesach Sheni, but they can't eat the Karm Pesach. They don't get that mitzvah. But they don't say anything. They're not nacharei zelza. So the kanam lachachamim a big yisoid. Yafa shtika lachachamim. Shtika is very good for smart people and kavachayim latipshim. And it's even better for foolish people. Shenema avil machrish, a foolish person who is quiet chacham yichashav. People still think he's a smart person. But if he starts talking, they find out how foolish he is. So it's a foolish person who's quiet is very smart, because people think he is smart. The only problem is, foolish people usually don't know this pasuk and mishle, and therefore, whatever this pasuk is, pasuk and mishle, and therefore, you know, a lot of times they do show everyone how foolish they are, but the Gemara is telling you too, to this pasuk, that it's better sometimes to be quiet than not. There's a tzlach here, which brings out certain cases, maybe better if you do talk, but in this Mishnah itself, but like upon him, this is what you see from here. The lesson we take from here is that if you tell each other to have in mind, that's worse than just being quiet and letting everyone bring their own Karm Pesach. And the Mishnah goes further, the whole Mishnah. The last case of the Mishnah is that two people had the Karm Pesach mixed to each other. So far, there was only one person per group, per chavura, and their Karm Pesach got mixed up. So what does it say you should do? What you do is, you can't leave a Karm Pesach without the owner for any time. So the problem is, if the Karm Pesach gets mixed up, you can make a tonight. If this is mine, good. If not, I'm relinquishing my right to the other one, and this should become mine now. If you do that, you're leaving a Karm Pesach without any owner. So what the Mishnah said we should do is, you bring a new guy in, onto your chabura, and now you have two people on wherever the animal is, and then you go to the other chabura, and the other guy who is part of that chabura comes here, and you make a tonight that if this is mine that I picked out, good. If not, I'm relinquishing my right to that animal. And by bringing in another person, you never left the Karm Pesach without that owner. Because you brought another person in, you left without that owner. So just to make it the case of Rashi gives names to it, you have Reuven had a lamb and Shimon had a lamb. Each had a Karm Pesach. It got mixed up. So now we don't know which one's Reuven, which is Shimon. So each Moshech won and they take it. Then they bring in, each one brings in another person. Reuven brings in Levi, and Shimon brings in Yehuda, and they mana it on their Karm Pesach, whatever it is. Then Reuven leaves this group that was Reuven and Levi and goes to the other group, and Shimon leaves his group that was Shimon and Yehuda and goes to that group, to that two, and they say, each say like this, that if this one is, we picked out the right one, so then I'm on this one. If not, I'm moishich my hand from that. That was the case of the last case in the Mishnah. So Zok de Gemara, Leima Mastisim Loik Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tainlunt and Abraisa. V'mimayit ha-bayis miyoyis miseh. If you want to be Moshech Yedayim from Yaseh, relinquish your right to Yaseh, You need at least one person from the Chabura left on the Seh if you want to relinquish your rights. Let's say there was 10 people, 9 of them can relinquish their rights, but you need one original owner, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says you don't need dafka original owner, you need to have some kind of owner when you relinquish your rights. You shouldn't leave the Pesach the way it is. The Machlokes Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is, everyone agrees it has to be left with the owner. The shaila is, it has to be an original owner who bought the Karban Pesach together. Or it could be someone who came later. Now our Mishnah that says we brought another person in, each one, Reuven and Shimon, brought another person in to be part of the Karban Pesach. Even though they were an original owner, they're considered being left with the owner. So our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yehuda, holds you need original owner. That's the Gemara's tiny. Lema mastisim, the like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need original owner. Here we're saying you can be left with any owner. So Gemara answers, Om Rabbi Yechanon, afilutem Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Kashem Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, you don't have original owner. He says, there, here, when you bring in, let's say Reuven brings in Levi, Levi is considered like original owner. Why? Even though Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds in the Mishnah before, on Daf Tzalik Alchemin Aleph, that ain't sheikh the Mesach Pesach al Yochid. You're not allowed to sheikh the Pesach with one person to the Chabur, you need at least two. So when you purchase that Karban Pesach, you know you have to have another person on it, because you can't sheikh the Pesach by itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So mi'kara le'amnuya achrina b'hadei kai. It's automatically built in that you're for sure going to bring someone else in. So, b'shas talakicha already, we know you have to bring another person in because you can't bring Karban Pesach yourself. So that second person you bring in now, when Reuven brings in Levi, Levi is like considered retroactively, he was part of his Karban Pesach the whole time because he had to be brought in. So he's considered original owner. He's like one of the Bechaburu, and therefore when you leave it by itself with one person, with Levi, that would be fine to be enough considered original owner, and doesn't mean our Mishnah is like Rav Yossi. And Rav Ashi is going to bring a raya, that it's Meduyik Taka, that our Mishnah is Dafka Rab Yehuda and not Rab Yossi. Om Rav Ashi, Mishnah Medeika. Diktoni, it says in the Mishnah, Vechein Chomish Chaburois, Shal Chamisha Chamisha. If you have five Chaburois, each Chabura has five people. And the five Chaburois got mixed up, the animals got mixed up. So what do? You have to send one representative of your Chabura to each Chabura. And same for every Chabura. That's why you need at least five people, because you have to have enough to put a person in every Chabura. And they make this Tanai also. They say, if this one is the right one for us, we'll keep it. And all you guys that just came to me will be Nimna on it. But if not, so then we're moisture our hands from the other one that was ours really, and this should be ours. Now you now leave it without an owner. So therefore, you left one person in every Chabura to be the owner. That will never be left without an owner. Now, what's the big deal? Don't have to be a Chabura of five people. Let it be a Chabura of four, some kind of Chabura of four. And when it mixes up, you'll add another person now. Teretz says, you know why you can't add a person now? Because we don't go like Rabbi Yossi. You have to be like Rabbi Yehuda, it's original owner. And here you don't have the idea that it's built in originally, because you already have more than two people. So you don't have that. So if I get it, the Mishnah says you have to have five people, it's Meduyik Dafka like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi. Omar Avashi, Masisa Nami Deika, the Tolim Yehim Chomash Chaburu, Shachamisha, Chamisha, Shachamisha in. You have to have five people. Ava Shachamisha Vabav, it's some Chaburus have five, some have four. Or it's five Chaburus of four people each. It won't work. Loi. Lav Mishum, Dloi Payesh Cham Nechaburu Gabe, because you're not going to be left over Nechaburu. And we don't say, oh, I could just bring another person in from the Shuk. Add a person in, then do this tonight. You know why? Because he's not going to be original owner. What do you need the original owner for? According to Rabbi Yossi, it's enough to be left with any owner. Teretz is, it's a raya, Shema Amino, it's a raya to Rabbi Yehuda. And here, Rabbi Yehuda will hold, if you add another person, Mashuk, will not be considered an owner. Because Dafka, we said, by two people there, when you bring a second person in, there can be considered original owner. You know why? Because it was built in the beginning that since Ein Sheikh Nam is a Pesach al Yachid, you have to bring another person in. So whoever is brought in is considered original owner. Mashuk, when you have four people in the Chabura, there you don't have that Svara. Therefore, Shema Mino Taka, that it's our Mishnah is Dafka Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Shtimz Rabbi Yehuda, and we had a good terrorist to answer Rabbi Yehuda. Hadun Aloch Misha Yatame. And now I'm going to start a new parak, Metz Hashem.